when he started.
People overuse the word literally when they're trying to explain something actually happened.
And
then they overuse the word actually.
Irregardless is not a word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hey, guys, how are you? My sound sounds really weird. Maybe I need more bass. You know what it is? I changed all my things from last week because it was Halloween, and I sound very tinny, so maybe I'll change. Oh, no, that sounds worse. Okay, this is a little better. Then I have my Barry White voice going on right there. So welcome to Radio Irregardless. A bunch of people just jumped on Facebook, doing a little Facebook Live as well. So if you're joining me, thank you for listening to Radio Irregardless. This is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. I'm your host, Mark Scalia. You're listening to me. You're listening one of three ways through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. And I'm always updating and I got more calendar stuff and I'm always popping up. So check out more of that site. Find out where I'm going to be and come see a show. Second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click that box you're listening to. That will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, mixlr.com. That's how we broadcast. So we broadcast live. And if you can't listen to us live, you can actually listen to the slightly edited time podcast version of the show available through iTunes and Google Play. The problem is I'm like four shows back. So I got to catch up. And as always, because I have no guest, I am actually broadcasting through Facebook tonight. It'll be a quick show. When I do the show by myself, it's only a 30-minute show. And I got some things to talk to you about. So as always, I want to bring you up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And where do I start? Let's start with what's going on with me. First of all, last week was Halloween. We did the Halloween show. Jigsaw came in. I couldn't broadcast with the monitors because Jigsaw just, I don't know. I thought he wasn't coming in. I didn't think he would come in. And he was breaking my balls the whole time. So it was fun. And Halloween's over in Salem, every collective sigh. It's all over. So a couple things. I want to play with this. I got these things. Let's see. Where is it? Oh, is it here? Yeah, I can show it to you. A bunch of people told me about this, and I didn't even think it was a thing. You know, people can access your devices, right? Did you know that? They can access your devices. So what I have, and it's a little tricky to see, so I'm going to see if I can do this. I bought these, and I'm going to show you, because it's a little tricky to see. I'm going to show you in the camera. Okay, see that? Okay, that is a website, it shuts your camera off. So just close your camera up like that. It's a tiny little thing. And I got three of them. And because people have told me about them, and I'm like, what is it? And they go, you know, people can access your camera. I'm like, can they really? Because most of the time I'm doing nothing, but sometimes I'm doing something. So I don't want people accessing. Like, I wouldn't watch it. Anyway, some of the stuff. But what I'm saying is, I bought these things. They're actually very cool. Because otherwise, I was just sticking like a business card in there, putting a piece of tape. And it looks crappy. But I bought those. I have one for my computer. Thank you, Kim. I have one for my computer, one for my iPad. And they're really small. You can even put them on your phone. And I don't think I want to put one on the phone because most of the time my phone is face down and, you know, it's reverse camera. And I don't, you know, besides, I don't know what to, but I thought it was kind of cool. But I went to eBay and bought them on eBay. They were $10 because they're super small. Here's the thing. That's the biggest thing that's going on in my life right now. It's like, that's it. That's what I got going. That and the ladder. Nobody says shit about the ladder today, okay? The ladder's there, so I get up in that little room up there. Let's leave it be. So I'll get to what everybody's talking about before I get to that. So October's done. We're done with the trolley. I'm done with the regular shows. I'm with the Halloween shows. I'm done with all the shows for Salem Trolley. And it was a great season. I had a lot of fun. Had a lot of great shows, had a lot of interesting people, made some money, which was great. Just overall, just fantastic. But it is over. It's done. But not so fast. Because you may notice this. See this? This is a week of me not shaving, which I'm very happy because I had a couple corporate gigs and I'm like, I got to look like, you know, a vagabond. Vagabond. Is it vagabond or vagabond? I don't know. I don't know if there's a D at the end of it or not. But the vagabond, I'll just say that. A bum, which I don't know if you could say anymore. What's the deal with the fucker, son of a bitch? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this check. I'm going to put it right in front of this and advertise. But don't say anything, Paul. Don't say anything about what I just said. Anyway. No, can't hear. Who can't hear? I'm broadcasting. Everybody can hear. Oh, vagabond. It is. I knew it's vagabond. Yes, it was vagabond. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, but the trolley's not done because I'm not done with the trolley because I'm growing my beard out because in less than, and see, I got a calendar. You don't say shit about the calendar, but this date right here, that date, that's the 24th. This is today. So in a little bit over 2 weeks, Ebenezer Scrooge will be coming in again. And it's going to be a very busy season. We're doing 104 shows. I am doing 63 of them, I think. And my only days off are Wednesday and Thursdays, but not the whole time because I'm filling in for the other Scrooge because he takes a vacation on that week, which is fine. And I don't mind. I mean, I got the shows, so it's going to be interesting and fun. So let's say, can't hear. Tee-hee. So what else do I want to, believe me, I'm trying to get into everything before I get into what has to be done. So it's November, so I got a little bit of downtime. I'm doing some stand-up. I did a fantastic show Saturday night. Oh, my God, it was like the best, one of the best shows I've ever done. The audience was just phenomenal, just every step of the way. And the opener was really funny. The middle was really funny. And I closed out strong. I did almost an hour. And they were with me every step. And normally I wouldn't do that, you know, that kind of time. But I just had so much fun with them. And it was material. It wasn't like I was doing improv or working with them or blah, blah, blah. But it was just so much fun. But now I've got a lot of downtime, which I'm super psyched about. Today was a beautiful day. Brought the chairs in. Brought the grill in. Did some of the yard work. I'm really trying not to get. So I've had a lot of downtime. So I was on my Xbox and I started looking on YouTube videos. And you know what it is when you're on YouTube, you start looking for something. Like I wanted to get an achievement in a game. So I look at the actual achievement. And then all this other stuff pops. So I spent all this time on YouTube not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is actually kind of funny. But I found this out, and I'll see if I can find a picture of it. Oh, yeah. Where's my? I just put it down. I'll have to do it like an analog way, which is actually interesting. I didn't know this, but like I love watching people go through a lot of misery. I'm a middle child. It happens. Let's see. I don't know if you saw this. I got to show you this. This guy's making people nuts. this guy's making people lose their goddamn minds. I don't know if you knew this. This is an NPC. It's an NPC. I was going to post something on Facebook about it. But the problem is, I mean, I got a lot of friends in entertainment. Everybody's very left. And I'm very conservative. But I can't talk about my opinions because nobody has my opinions. Which is, and it's not that I'm like, oh, my blah, 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 blah. So the NPC guy is making people lose their minds, which I don't know why. But apparently it's replacing the social justice warrior, the SJW, is now replaced by the NPC. And an NPC is a non-playing character. So you can't play them, and they just recite what they've been coded to do. And apparently, all you got to do is say, like, people have taken videos, like a Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and they put these faces on these people talking, and they overdub it. They go, blah, 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 orange man, blah, 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 bad, bad, blah, blah, blah. It's to me. It's so fun. The Illuminati. But oh my God, I thought it was just so funny. It's so funny. All right. So a couple more things and I'll get into what I don't want to talk about. Christmas Carol tickets are still on sale. So, and I was talking about Scrooge anyway. So yeah, definitely. And I think we only have, I don't know, it's probably only about maybe another, I don't know, few hundred. Which sounds like a lot, but not when we started with, like, let's see, there's 104 trolleys at 36 seats each. So do the math. Let's say 104 times 30, say 35, boom. It's over 3,600 seats. So if we're down a few hundred, we could be down to like 500 or 600. It's still a huge chunk of gone, so. So I'd love to see you guys. But again, if you want to make sure that before you buy the tickets, you go to my website, markscalia.com, and check out, make sure that I am on the show that you're picking. Otherwise, that will be blah, blah, blah. Oh, my wife just joined. Oh, wonderful. Just in time. Just in time for you know what. We're doing. Actually, I was going to do this. Yeah, let's do this. It's time for the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
All right. Yesterday was the midterm elections, and the... actually, let me just read all the things that have actually happened. It wasn't really a blue tide, a blue wash, or how, you know, Nancy Pelosi, which I can't stand her. Oh, my God. I wish she was a man so I could verbalize how much I hate her and not have people think it's sexist. That's how much I hate her. She's insane. Like, they're all insane. You're a career politician. You're insane. Anyway. So the Senate gains a few more seats or two more seats and the Democrats take control of the House, which is fantastic. They gained like 22 seats, but I was like, this is fantastic. And they did some comparisons and Obama in the 2012 elections was like the Republicans gained like 60 seats or something like that. It was like 80 seats or something like that. So it's a pretty average flip. It's not a huge referendum or anything for either side. But the whole thing is the red states got redder and the blue states got bluer and everybody's more, you know, it's just more fighting. That's all it is. Stephen King of Iowa won a tight race for his 9th term, despite concerns about his association with white nationalists. Why not? In Texas, Democrats picked up 2 suburban seats, which is huge.
Huge. It's huge.
Representative Dave Brad of Virginia lost to Abigail Spanberger, which I just saw her clip. First-time Democratic candidate and former CIA operative. Okay. I don't know. Central Intelligence Agency is an oxymoron. Anyway. Andy Barr of Kentucky defeated Amy McGrath, a former Marine combat aviator and first-time Democratic candidate. Is that the one with the eye patch? I don't know. Who had the eye patch? Somebody had an eye patch. And Florida Democrats flipped two Miami seats held by Republicans. Three African-American candidates in New York, in Texas. Let's see. Antonio Delgado in New York, Colin Allred in Texas, and Lauren Underwood in Illinois defeated Republican incumbents in a majority white districts. This is why I don't do this shit live. Needless to say, a lot of things actually exchange hands. But everybody's talking about this. Because a couple things. I don't know if you knew this. Jeff Sessions today, like 6 hours ago. Jeff Sessions, he's gone. Fired as Attorney General. Yes. Cleaning house. A lot of changes in the midterm. A lot of changes. So hold on. Yeah. So Jeff Sessions was fired, which that's kind of big, you know. I mean, that was a big thing. But everybody's talking about this, too. I played this a couple weeks ago. Now, I can't play it all the way because Facebook will make me kill a video. That's Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers. And I played that a couple weeks ago because I was playing some other song. But that's like one of the first questions. Are you guys going to try to impeach the president? First of all, nothing's happened. A lot of, but nothing provable, nothing definitive. It's not like when Clinton, a clear abuse of power, they started impeachment process. He wasn't, technically he was impeached. He just wasn't removed from office. So that's the whole impeach, and blah, 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 blah. Which, but that wasn't the interesting thing. Because, you know, Donald J. had a little thing today. I don't know if you know it. It was so funny. This is it.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them.
You
are a rude, terrible person, Dad.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask another question.
Fuck. No, wait a minute. Here's the thing. If this was a press conference for sports or for a CEO or for almost anything, you'd be like, oh, man, he shut him down. This is the president of the United States. This is where it gets a little weird. It even weirds me out. I'm like, dude, you can't talk regular. You just can't. But the thing is, people are talking to him regular. Like, it's this mutual nobody respects anybody. And I don't blame so much Trump. I blame everybody because the whole thing is if you're going to ask a question, you got to ask it respectfully and you can't talk. People don't address the president as this, you know, as the president. They don't. They talk to him like he's a piece of shit, which I don't know. He might be. But the thing is the office, you got to respect the office and, you know, you can't go toe to who does that? I understand you want to write all that, but going toe to toe. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It got worse, too.
Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russian investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down?
Then he walks away from the podium. Then he walks away like he's posturing.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them.
Wow.
You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Well, let's not have the pot call the kettle black.
Person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. Jeez. And the way you treat other people are horrible.
And then the next
you
person.
Treat people that way.
Listen to this.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either.
I understand. To be honest. So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly
you are the best.
Oh, Mr. my God.
You repeatedly. It's over the course of
okay, just sit down, please.
It's just fucking. Can you even believe? Like, what? just what? What the fuck? You know, seriously, what the fuck? look, I've traveled with him. He's not a bad guy. Look, I'm not a big fan of you either. Who says that? That is something like, you know, look, I'm not your best friend right now. Why don't you sit down, get your little microphone? Why don't you sit down? It's so belittling. And you know what it is? It's par for the course. This is what we got. It's not Trump started this. This was started before Trump. This whole you can't say, but you want to say, and then you do say, and your voice counts, and everybody can speak, and blah. Like, look at me. I get, look at this show. Come on, man. Seriously. It's crazy out there, boyo. It is crazy out there. Oh, my God. It was insane. The whole thing was insane. And again, I'm not even registered to vote, so don't blame me, because I just call it like I see it. But my thing is, it's so bad on both sides. Facebook was all, everybody with the little, I vote. I'm like, good for you. And believe it, you're not changing the world. Not now. Nobody's changing the world. You didn't win anything. Nobody won. Nobody lost. It's exactly the way it was. It truly is. I wish it wasn't. I wish people could just shut up for 5 seconds and go, okay, look, I don't want to be rude, so you're going to ask me a question that's going to piss me off. And the whole thing, there's a guy, he's a Canadian guy, he's from Toronto. I listen to him speak. He's just really, he said something to the effect of, you have to, when you speak and you have a contradictory statement, or you have a different set of opinions of somebody, you run the risk of offending and being offended. But that's the price you pay for intelligent conversation. And that to me is like, of course, because, you know, my opinion is just my opinion. That's all it is. And your opinion is yours. You're going to piss me off and I'm going to piss you off. I mean, that's the way a conversation works. I mean, and I see it in comedy all the time, the whole, you know, you can't do anything. You can't say anything anymore. You know, this is right. This is wrong. It wasn't right. And people complain about stuff. And even in my industry, in comedy, in an industry where we're just trying to make people laugh, we're trying to make the world a better place, to make you forget about how friggin' insane everything is. And for 10 minutes, make fun of the things that scare us. And that's what people do. That's what adults do. Adults laugh at their fears. That's why children see a clown and freak out, and we see a clown and we laugh. Unless it's Ronald McDonald, then we're like, oh no, I can't eat any more of that. What did Kim say? What annoys me is when people want to encourage others to vote, but then complain when people vote differently from themselves. Yes, that is. This is what America looks like. You know, that's exactly it. You can't. I was actually going to post this yesterday, and I said, you know, if I was registered to vote, actually, I would just say this. If you know somebody who has a different opinion of you, then your vote doesn't count because their vote cancels yours out. And I just wanted to say it just to kind of stir the pot a little bit. But then I'm thinking, you know, I'm kind of guilty too. But I'm guilty of stirring the pot because it's agitating, but it's agitating so that you figure out that you have an itch. Like I'm the one that makes you itchy. So you look at your arm and go, oh, I think I have a rash or nothing's there, you know, kind of thing. I'm not doing it to be, you know, malevolent or, you know, to really damage humanity. I'm doing it because if you look at this, the cynical is funny. It really is. If you look at it, if you look too much at it, then it's saddening. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You know?
You know?
It continues.
Well, when you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Jesus Christmas. I'm so happy to play Scrooge in a month. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you where. Oh, actually, you know what I'll do? I'll just play our regular break. And when I come back, I'll tell you where I'm going to be this weekend. Guys, you are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So that's enough, friend. So the whole point of the program is to just, come on, man, just let it go. Just, it's so crazy out there. And if you take it too seriously, you're going to lose it, you know? You're going to just lose it. What is that? Hold on loosely? Hey, John. Oh, Aaron just popped on, too. All right. Well, good to see you guys. Fine. I'm wrapping it. I'm wrapping the show. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this weekend. It's super easy. Thursday night, tomorrow night, I am off. Super happy. Friday night, currently, I am off, but I'm trying to fill it. Saturday night, I'll be in Pepperell, Mass. Doing a fundraiser at the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Hall. And that'll be Pepperell. And the fundraiser I'm looking forward to, I think E.J. Edmonds is going to be there, along with Greg Bogus. And then Sunday night, I'm off. So that's how that's going to work out all the way around. That's all, folks. So, guys, thank you for joining me on Facebook. Thank you for joining me on Mixlr.com. And, again, check out my website, MarkScalia.com, and come to a show, see what I'm doing, see what I'm up to. Send me a message, all that stuff. If you want to be part of this show, you can actually email RadioIrregardless@gmail.com or call the hotline, 978-219-9294. That's it. It's been so long. And as always, if you want to be a sponsor, be part of the show, be a guest, just let me know. I'll see what I can do. Hey, guys, next week we'll be back on November 14th. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Hello. Just gonna want to play.